I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. What do you do in a relatively new country where peace seems far away? Trust God. And speaking of which, imagine communicating with God only using emojis. May sound strange, but it's now a reality, and when something that may seem insignificant is missing from the equation, things can turn deadly. In our first story, despite South Sudan's government coalition formed last month in an attempt to establish peace, violence continues to shake the country. Human Rights Watch recently published a report on the torture and murder of civilians in the western region. Kids Alive International has children in the area, and President Matt Parker says,
well, there are disturbing reports from the town of Wau and the surrounding region that South Sudanese government troops have been killing and torturing citizens in the town and in the area.
Soldiers have even shot at the property where sponsored children of Kids Alive are living. Parker says rumors continue to circulate of more violence to come, and the community is paralyzed with fear.
This is, you know, the main thing that keeps me awake at night when I think of our kids being in that situation with so much uncertainty around them. Please pray for the protection of our kids and of our staff as well. Pray that our kids would really come to know the Lord and continue to grow in their knowledge and understanding of who He is and how much He loves them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Just yesterday, an emoji Bible app was released in Apple iBooks. The app is meant to help individuals engage with what's been coined a complicated text. Greg Howe from InterVarsity Christian Fellowship shares some thoughts.
At one level, any tool that helps get students into Scripture is a win. I want students to encounter the Bible in all of its glory and challenge and hope. And so I think of the emoji Bible a little bit in line with what people have done from the very beginning, which is to draw pictures and write notes in their Bibles, right? So whether it's the Book of Kells, as an example of great art, people drawing pictures to help illustrate part of what's going on with Scripture.
But don't rush to replace that all-words Bible just yet.
One of the challenges, I think, of the emoji Bible is that they're actually replacing words with emojis. And so I think that's a little bit challenging because you don't want to lose the words of Scripture. Words have power. And emojis, by definition, already interpret the Scriptures for you because they're giving you emotional reactions rather than filling it with content.
In all, the emoji Bible can be a great catalyst to launching people into Scriptures, but it doesn't seem to be able to replace the true depth found in God's Word. Learn more about the emoji Bible at missionnews.org. And a variety of hurdles can get in the way of health care, whether it's money, transportation, or the lack of care altogether. People everywhere struggle to get their basic health needs met. Orphan's Heart often attends to these needs alongside their regular work. They've taken the next step now and have medical missions in Guatemala, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, and Uganda. Andrew Tatry of Orphan's Heart says,
many of the people, children, families that we serve live in rural communities. They just don't have the access to get to a clinic or to a hospital to receive the adequate health care needs that they have. And so part of it is being able to provide a medical clinic with our medical teams.
And while medical teams help physical healing for families, they're also answering their spiritual needs. Jason Holmes, a volunteer with Orphan's Heart, says,
one of the questions I will get routinely is, you know, why did you come here? Why did you come from America and take your time to come and help us, help the people here? And that is the perfect segue into we're called by God to serve those He loves and that God loves them.
Orphan's Heart is looking for both medical professionals and those desiring to reach out to others in need. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our daily updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more, and that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.